We're going to talk right now with Tucker Kraft, former Timberlake Panther and a member of the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Tucker, you and I go back a long ways, back to the days of MYO when I was coaching MYO football against you, to watching you grow up in high school. And I remember the last time we talked on the sideline at the Barnett Center from the state basketball tournament. You're always going to be, in my mind, a Panther. Now, always going to be a Jackrabbit. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, that's your roots. I'm never going to forget the amount of time that I spent at Timberlake, and that's who I am. That's where my family is. It's where I grew up. So, yeah, I'll always be a Panther, and I'll always be a Jackrabbit.
You know, you and I talked your senior year about a decision that you were going to make. You were given a couple of pretty nice offers to play football in college. One at the South Dakota State University. The other one at a very familiar university that I know, the University of Wyoming. And I tried to talk you into going to the University of Wyoming, and you were pretty adamant that you wanted to play for the Jackrabbits. Looking back, best decision you ever made, or any regrets at all?
You know, that's tough to say because I'm in the position I am right now because of the decisions I've made. I think that I'd be in the same boat had I also gone to Wyoming. But it's all just hearsay, you know. Different paths would make a different man out of myself. So I'm happy with the decisions I made so far here at State.
You have put it out there. You made a big announcement. You have declared your eligibility for the NFL draft. What all went into making that decision?
It all had to do with the tape that I put out last year. You know, I had a great year last year here at State. And that was all because of my teammates and the coaches drawing up plays for me and getting me the shots. So, you know, I'm very, very fortunate because of that. And then all the work that you have to put in behind the scenes, you know, your work doesn't end when you leave the facility you're at. You know, you have to let things linger in your mind. You gotta be someone who's just constantly working. You gotta take your habits back to your house. So investing in yourself and really taking care of yourself was always a big thing for me. And you know, this summer I worked super hard at just getting better, improving from things that I lacked on last year, and then carrying them over to things this year. You know, I'm constantly just getting healthier week after week with my ankle. So especially these two bye weeks, I'll get plenty of time to put some more things on tape because we're going to take this all the way to the ship.
Yeah, I was just going to talk to you a little bit about your injury. There was a lot of panicked people in this area talking about you might not be able to come back and play for the rest of the season. And then all of a sudden, the rumor mill kind of changed directions. The wind started blowing a different way. And here you are back out on the field again. Tell me a little bit about the injury and how you are feeling right now.
Yeah, so how it went down, we were at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa, and I took a fly sweep into the boundary. I had to cut it up a little bit early, and I just took a shot to pretty much just my shin. And I instantly knew, something is not right. This hurts way too much. You know, I got up. I couldn't even put my weight on to get off the field, but then got to the tent on the sideline, and I passed all my strength tests, and it really just didn't hurt anymore. And I was really confused as to why I just couldn't run. I don't know. I went into the locker room, and I had x-rays taken, and got a brace, got back to the sideline, got taped up, put my brace on, and I thought I was ready to go. Something just wasn't right. What ended up happening was the ligament membrane that holds my tibia and fibula together had partially torn. So it was too lax to support the toe off that would take place when trying to explode forward. So it was a whole functional thing that needed to be fixed. So I had a tightrope procedure done, which is pretty common for the injury that I had. And it was 6 to 8 week recovery, and I did it in 5.
Where are you right now? Are you giving us a number, 100%, 90%, all the way back?
Oh, yeah, I'd say about 98%. That's where I'm at right now.
And you've got the playoffs coming up. You guys got to earn your way no matter where you sit. Atop the standings, bottom the standings, you have to earn your spot into that championship game in Frisco, Texas. Ultimately, when you go to college, you set goals, and this has got to be one for you to bring home the national championship.
Yeah, I'm tired messing around, that's for sure. We went down there and we didn't get the job done. I played awful in that game. So I think about that and how I need to improve the way I play on big stages. So especially after getting hurt in Iowa, I mean, that was a game that I was hoping to just come unglued. So, yeah, I'm psyched, but we got to take it one game at a time. You know, we have a huge target on our back. You know, we won our conference. So anyone from our conference, I think there's 3 teams from our conference that are playing in playoffs right now. And then the teams from Big Sky as well. They want to take us out. You know, they might even think it's personal. You know, we play in the Missouri Valley. That's the best conference of football in the FCS. Others think maybe the CAA or Big Sky, but I mean, we know who the best conference is. So people are going to come into our place because we're the number one seed, and they're going to try to take us out every single week. We just got to hold our ground and make them pay.
Let's talk about, I know that you want to focus on the playoffs and winning a national championship, but there's got to be a part of your head that's set up after this and NFL Combine. How important is it to get through this playoff system, get that national championship, and have a great Combine?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about my life after this season as well, but it's, every time I get thinking about it, I get mad at myself because it's not fair to my teammates. You know, I got guys on this team that'll never put a helmet on again after this season. They don't get the shot that I have. So every single day, I'm really just going out to practice, and I'm doing it for the guy next to me or a senior that doesn't have the opportunity that I have. So taking it one day at a time, one rep at a time, it's really important to me because I am psyched for the things that I have going after the season, but it's not about me. It's about them.
Well, I was going to ask you a final question about what lesson would you like to leave with those younger people, those kids at Timberlake High School and all over the state of South Dakota, but I think you just said it. Your work ethic and your way of handling all of this has been an inspiration for a lot of people. And boy, I tell you what, Tucker, I couldn't be prouder, and I wish you all of the luck and the success in the world.
Well, thank you very much, Andy.